Welcome back to Jersey's Rat Radio 95.9. The Rat, it's time to deliver the final three stories of the week here to gear you up for that No Sweat News quiz that happens tomorrow just a little after 7 o'clock.
Yes, sir. We're talking Smashing Pumpkins tickets on the line.
Oh, my God, man. If you miss any of the stories, please study up over at WRAT.com. They'll be posted up there in the podcast section. Are you ready, Eastside?
Yes, I am, sir.
Your boy Gotts is here. Carl Kraft has the morning off. Here we go. Story number one, Dateline, Georgia. Well, I guess there's no right way to react to losing a bunch of stuff in a divorce here, but a 41-year-old woman named Adrienne Slattery from Georgia is getting divorced, and on Saturday she found out she was losing her home to her ex.
Oh.
Well, she took matters into her own hands because around 3:25 a.m. on Sunday, she took her two cats out of the house and set the house on fire.
Okay. That's one way to deal with it, I guess, but probably illegal.
Right. The fire did spread and wound up hitting 19 other houses in the neighborhood. Her house burned down, so did three of her neighbors, and the other 16 were damaged. Now Adrienne is facing 14 counts of felony first-degree arson. Each count is worth between 1 and 20 years in prison. 1 and 20 years in prison.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you burn down a house.
Well, especially 19 of them.
Yeah, 19 is, that's about 18 more than just one, which is already a crime.
See you later, Adrienne. Thanks for playing. Story number two, Dateline, Maryland. We're commonly hearing the phrase, no one is perfect, right?
Yes.
We hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, check this person out. A Maryland lottery scratch-off player is very grateful that a lottery retailer made an error that got him his purchase of a $3 prize line scratch-off. The man decided to buy the instant ticket after it was selected by mistake and by the retailer and rejected by a female customer. In other words, she was like, no, you gave me the wrong scratch-off.
Okay.
And she gave it back. So the guy's like, screw it, I'll take it, you know?
Yeah.
Well, he's very glad he did that.
Oh?
He turned out to win $30,000 off that scratch-off.
Hello! Oh, my God.
Truly blessed right now.
Yes, you are.
I really needed this so much, and I'm happy someone is looking over me and protecting me, quote unquote. The Happy winner nicknamed himself Mr. D&B. He simply said, oh, my God, thank you, God. He's 62 years old. He plans to put the winning prizes into his business.
Love it. Wish $30,000 fell into my lap.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Just by picking up the wrong ticket. Somebody says, nope, you gave me the wrong one.
I'd let it all ride at Monmouth Race Park.
Can you imagine? And lastly here, we take things to Dateline Detroit, where a man who was trying to set some skunks to leave him alone, he ended up burning down the rental home where he was living.
Come on, dude. Is he related to the woman from story number one,
nope,
by the way?
We have two burning houses in there.
Two arsonists.
Listen to this guy. He told investigators he had enough with the skunks, who made his crawl space their home and was attempting to drive them out with a smoke bomb. And things went very bad for him.
That's it. I'm done with the skunks. I'm going to burn my house down.
Well, the smoke bomb did trigger a fire that spread through the crawl space onto the first floor of the home. The fire was burning for roughly 15 minutes before the man actually picked up the phone and said, 911, I need some help. The fire eventually spread up through the walls of the home to the attic. Firefighters extinguished the blaze, but the flames were going through the roof, and the home was a total loss.
There is a new service. It's called pest control.
Right.
You just want to call in the professionals rather than setting off your own explosive devices to get a skunk or two.
You ready for the salt and pepper of this one?
Sure.
No animals were found after the house burned down.
It was just his own shoes. His feet stink.
The great news, nobody was injured, thank God.
Yes.
But a firefighter did have a sprained ankle.
Ay, ay, ay.
There you go with your final three stories of the week. We'll gear you up Friday for that quiz, which can land you awesome tickets to check out Smashing Pumpkins as they get ready to invade the Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah, what a show that is going to be.
Awesome. If you miss any of the stories, again, surf on over to WRAT.com. They're all posted up right there in the podcast section.